which are two of the top five markets for the export of U.S. beef, have been and will continue to be. And so we expect that we in the cattle industry will have some significant economic harm when that retaliation takes place. But it's no longer just about beef or pork anymore. With the retaliation list that Canada has put out, it covers a whole host of commodities and products that will be hit. So we are talking about a hit to the entire U.S. economy, not just to the beef trade. And that's what we're concerned about as we are now one step closer to that reality.
Now, COOL does require meat to be labeled with the country where the animal from which it was derived was born, raised, and slaughtered, and the decision could allow the two countries to place tariffs on U.S. imports. Woodall explains what the next step in this process is.
The U.S. government will have 60 days to determine whether or not they want to appeal this decision. There is one last appeal process that's available to the United States. But as we look at it, now that the United States has lost three times in this process, it's doubtful that they would win any sort of appeal. But I don't think that that will be enough to stop the government from moving forward. So we do anticipate that appeal will be filed at that point in time. That really kicks the can on this issue well into 2015. And it may be summer of next year before we get a final decision. And then at that point in time, Canada and Mexico will be working on the implementation of retaliation.
Woodall says they are asking Congress to fix this as it needs to be repealed.
COOL's a lot like prohibition. It may have sounded really good at the beginning, but when it was implemented, it did not achieve what folks expected it to achieve. It was a failed experiment, and ultimately it had to be repealed.
To learn more, go to the NCBA website, beefusa.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.